Picture Napoleon at Borodino, standing on a hill, watching his carefully laid battle plans disintegrate in the fog of war. His orders arrive too late or become irrelevant before they're executed. Now picture a modern CEO reviewing a 3-year IT roadmap, confident in projections that will be obsolete before the ink dries. The parallel isn't coincidental. Both are trying to command complex, unpredictable systems with tools designed for a simpler world. This disconnect between leadership and technology has cost enterprises billions and transformed digital transformation from opportunity into organizational theater. The problem began innocently enough in 1975, when computers lived in climate-controlled rooms tended by eccentric specialists who spoke in incomprehensible jargon. When the payroll system crashed and employees couldn't get paid, the programmer responsible seemed more fascinated by his emphatic bite-monger algorithm than the genuine crisis unfolding. How could businesses hold accountable these essential but alien specialists? The solution seemed obvious: create formal processes where the business specified requirements and IT delivered against Gantt charts and status reports. This arm's-length relationship, treating internal technology teams like external contractors, became so entrenched that some organizations even implemented chargeback models where IT billed other departments. Decades later, IT professionals have evolved into business-focused problem solvers with the heart of the engineer, which is to serve others. Yet organizations remain trapped in outdated relationship models that guarantee failure. The traditional waterfall approach forces stakeholders to specify every possible future need up front, creating massive feature bloat. Studies show over half of features in IT systems are rarely or never used, representing billions in wasted spending. What businesses actually want isn't delivery on schedule, but delivery as soon as possible, which requires eliminating waste in both technology delivery and the bureaucratic interactions between IT and everyone else. Tolstoy understood what business schools ignore. Control is often an illusion. At Borodino, Napoleon's genius meant nothing because battlefield conditions changed faster than his orders could travel. Clausewitz observed that 3/4 of war exists in a fog of greater or lesser uncertainty, where preset plans prove worthless. Your enterprise functions like this battlefield, a complex adaptive system where individuals pursue objectives and interact unpredictably. Information flows imperfectly. Upper management doesn't know ground realities, and line employees don't understand boardroom conversations. Market complexity, competitors, discoveries, social movements inevitably disrupts carefully calculated plans. Great leaders don't guess correctly under uncertainty. They adapt nimbly to whatever happens. The Marine Corps now operates in small teams, making ground-level decisions while sharing principles, values, and commander's intent. The task of leaders in complex systems isn't issuing orders, but creating conditions that guide independent actors toward desired outcomes. The 2001 Agile Manifesto revolutionized software delivery by replacing rigid planning with continuous learning. Agile manages complexity through short cycles, gathering feedback to improve incrementally. Small teams with joint accountability communicate daily and periodically refine their process. Instead of upfront planning, teams establish goals and create flexible feature lists that developers and users refine together, developing each feature independently for immediate delivery. This approach applies lean manufacturing principles, eliminating waste by limiting work in process to reduce cycle time, variability, and risk while accelerating feedback. DevOps extends these principles through cross-functional teams and extensive automation, eliminating the traditional speed versus control trade-off. The results are remarkable. DevOps organizations are 1.53 times more likely to meet business goals. Elite performers deploy 46 times more frequently than low performers, with 2,555 times faster lead times and 7 times fewer failures. Amazon deploys 50 million times per year, not from recklessness, but because automation and small changes reduce risk while improving security and decreasing defects. Enterprises face a paradox. Success means perfecting yesterday's processes, leaving them unprepared for tomorrow. Yet large companies possess powerful advantages: global distribution, brand recognition, strong finances. The key is freeing themselves from legacy constraints while leveraging these assets, even if it means abandoning what made them successful. An enterprise's total IT capabilities form an economic asset whose value lies in adaptability to future needs. This IT asset includes software, infrastructure, and devices enabling operations. Its agility determines costs and lead times when adapting to change. Ironically, outsourcing has impaired this asset. Contracting overhead actually impedes innovation and lengthens lead times. The second asset is organizational agility: investment management, governance processes, and people. The third is data capability: implementing flexible analytics where employees conduct ad hoc analyses rather than relying on pre-prepared reports. These three assets work together to provide nimbleness. Organizational assets determine planning speed, technical assets determine deployment speed, and data assets determine accessibility. Together, they determine whether uncertainty becomes hazard or opportunity. Risk represents possible negative consequences of uncertainty, while opportunity represents positive possibilities. Agility determines which materializes. Research from McKinsey and BCG shows highly adaptive companies consistently outperform less adaptive ones by 50 to 150% during economic turmoil. When markets shift suddenly, like Newton bobbleheads becoming obsolete when Einstein's theory emerges, agile factories quickly retool production lines and capture first-mover advantage. Software companies with microservice architectures rapidly reconfigure capabilities. Retailers with flexible supply chains adjust inventory. Organizations with cross-trained workforces reallocate talent. Anything increasing your cost of change increases risk exposure. Anything decreasing it reduces risk. Yet we consistently fear the new while dangerously underestimating status quo risks. Security specialists complain about data center vulnerabilities, yet resist cloud migration as too risky, demonstrating status quo bias. Digital transformation fundamentally reduces risk through systematic experimentation. Failing fast means making small, reversible investments to gather real-world information before larger commitments. This resembles optimal betting, placing small initial bets across opportunities, then increasing investment in proven winners while cutting losses on failures. In uncertain environments, blindly following rigid plans is incredibly risky. Agile experimentation with rapid feedback loops is the truly risk-averse approach. Traditional IT governance uses business cases and go-no-go decisions, creating backlogs where demand exceeds supply. This approach fails amid uncertainty because business cases rarely survive contact with reality. Since governance invests in fixed plans that shouldn't change, it directly conflicts with agile adaptation. Three models enable decentralized decision-making with centralized direction. The product model embeds technologists in product groups, managing roadmaps based on market feedback. The budget model treats IT as ongoing operations rather than discrete projects. The objective model charters cross-functional teams with business objectives cascaded from company priorities. At USCIS, this transformed E-Verify modernization. After 4 years of waterfall-produced only documentation binders, those were discarded, and the project reduced to 5 business objectives. Empowered teams completed the work in 2.5 years. Innovation requires creative destruction, creating future success while undoing previous approaches. The obstacle isn't lack of ideas, but organizational resistance. Leaders often discover employees have excellent suggestions but face excessive approvals and rigid leadership, creating learned helplessness. The digital age changes this calculus. DevOps, cloud computing, and open-source frameworks make trying ideas less risky through quick, inexpensive experiments. Meanwhile, maintaining the status quo grows riskier as competitors leverage these tools. Automated controls, guardrails, enable innovation while maintaining compliance, running continuously instead of interrupting work with manual gatekeeping. Digital transformation demands immediate action. Start now and deliver results within 2 weeks, not endless meetings. Think big, but execute small, mitigating risk through incremental steps. Focus on intended outcomes, not fixed requirements. Relentlessly reduce lead time, the gap between conceiving an objective and achieving it. Most delays aren't technical, but bureaucratic. Governance processes, coordination meetings, approval queues. Progress means finishing work that adds business value. Nothing is 47% complete. Either it's shipped or it isn't. Treat business ideas as hypotheses to test, not requirements to implement. A requirement to display database X might really be testing whether this data helps users make better credit decisions. Make hypotheses explicit, define success metrics, then design the smallest experiment to validate the goal. The CIO should incrementally deliver valuable IT capabilities while contributing digital expertise across the organization. For enterprises to succeed digitally, IT must not just serve the business, IT must be the business. Move forward with confidence and humility. The digital mindset transcends traditional dualities, IT versus business, control versus speed, agility versus planning. What endures isn't grand visions imposed from above, but organizational capacity to adapt through empowered teams, moving quickly, learning constantly, and delivering value incrementally. The question isn't whether your organization will transform, it's whether you'll lead the transformation or be transformed by it.